Okay, Rabotai, on page Kuf Ayin Tet, we begin Sha'a Revi'i of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We begin the fourth gate, Sha'ar Daled, Perek Aleph. This entire Sha'ar is dedicated to Limud HaTorah, to the importance of learning Torah. And it's famous, it's a classic. This is sometimes learned as a Sefer in itself. For whatever reason, everybody skips everything else, and they go to Sha'ar Daled, because Sha'ar Daled is very, very special in that he focuses on the greatness of Limud HaTorah, Kama Chashuv Lilmud Torah. So let's begin, Sha'ar Daled, Perek Aleph. May the Zechut of this holy Mechaber, Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin, the Talmid of the Gaon Mivilna, stand for us. עוד זאת אמרתי לבוא במגילת ספר כתוב, I would like, he says, to continue on in the writing of this ספר, בגודל החיוב של עסק התורה, in regards to the important obligation of learning Torah, על כל איש ישראל, which is an obligation on each and every Jew, יום ולילה, day and night. ולהרחיב מעט הדיבור, and to speak a little bit about this extensively, בלשון מדברת גדולות יקר תפארתה ומעלתה של התורה, to speak about the glory and the preciousness and the importance of the Torah, והאדם הישר העוסק והוגה בה בתורת חסד על לשונו, and the greatness of a Jew who sits and learns Torah, לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרו ובוראו יתברך שמו, for the purpose of bringing נחת רוח to Hashem, ואיש דעת המאמץ כוח לתומכה ולסעדה ולהחזיק בדקיה, and also the importance of the one who is intellectual enough to muster up the energy to support the Torah and those who learn it. אחרי אשר זה ימים רבים לישראל שהושפל עסק תורה הקדושה בכל דור ודור. He says, because it's already a long time in our history that the matter of learning Torah, the study of learning, the study of the Holy Torah in each and every generation has become shafel, has become neglected. והן עתה בדורות הללו בעוונותינו הרבים, and especially in our generations, נפלה מאוד מאוד. The kavod and the honor of Torah and learning of Torah has fallen very much. נתונה בסתר המדרגה התחתונה רחמנא ליצלן. It is relegated to the bottom rung. כאשר איננו הרואות עתה ברבת בני עמנו, as we see, unfortunately, in the multitudes of the people, מגודל סבר מסע עולה פרנסה, השם ירחם. And a lot of it is due to the fact of the heavy burden of making a livelihood. Now, bear in mind that Rabbi Chaim Volojin lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. So now we're talking, he was 200 years ago. And he is bemoaning and lamenting the fact that Torah is neglected. So I don't think it takes much to understand and to apply this pain to nowadays. Although Baruch Hashem, we do live in a time where there is a sort of renaissance with the Torah. There is a reawakening in Am Yisrael. Of course, a lot of it due to the teachings of Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin, also the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov on the other side also. And so, Baruch Hashem, there is a hitorerut of Limud Torah, you know, but compared to the lack of Torah, it's still small. With all the glory, you know, with the 90 plus people gathering in one place to honor the Torah, which is amazing, unbelievable, but compare it to how many Jews do not learn and are not aware of the greatness of learning Torah, it's still Bishvala Madriga. And it still needs Chizuk. And if we are Mitchazek, the more we strengthen ourselves, the more we can create a ripple effect that it can improve and to rectify as much as possible the loss of the Torah identity among us. And that's the purpose of learning this. That's the purpose. אתה רואה? אז זה מה שאני אומר, זה החידוש, שהוא לפני 200 שנה והוא מקונן שירד והושפלה התורה. אז תאר לעצמך, היום זה... So that's what he's saying. אבל האיכות. אז זה מה שאתה מתכוון. נכון, נכון.
אז כנראה שהוא בכמות של אנשים שהוא ראה שזה חלש. היום אנחנו רואים את זה כמו שלהם.
יש הרבה, זה מה שאמרתי עכשיו, דפנטלי.
דפנטלי. ברמת אביב, בקושי המניין, מחפשים מניין, בחוק צועקים מניין. היום יש לך שם ארבעה מניינים.
ברוך השם.
ובנו בתכנסיות, בישיבות בנו שם.
כן.
והכל מפוצץ.
כן, ברוך השם, no, there's no doubt.
זה גט פולס of the... of the...
Yeah, 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 yeah. Very true. And we should come closer and closer, Shavua Tov, closer and closer to the time of the Geula. V'gam kama me'otam asher kirvat Elokim yichbatzun. Now he's going to focus his musar a little bit closer to home. He says, and even many among those who do desire to come close to Hashem, kama bacharu le'atzmam likvoa kol ikar limudam besifrei yirah u'musar kol hayamim, belo keviut ikar ha'esek b'torah ha'kedosha, b'mikraot v'halachot merubot. He says, and also, how many people chose to learn and to make the bulk of their learning in Sifrei Yir'ah and Musar, in books of Musar and books of Yirat Shamayim, holy Sfarim, Sfarim Kedoshim. But they neglect the meat and potatoes of learning Torah. They neglect the main part of the Torah Kedosha, which is learning the Torah itself, the Chumash itself, the Psukim, and Halakha. ועדיין לא ראו מאורות מימיהם. And they have never seen the light of Torah yet, ולא נגע עליהם אור תורה דאור. The light of Torah did not shine upon them. Hashem יסלח להם, Hashem will forgive them, כי כוונתם לשמיים, because they have good intentions, אבל לא זו הדרך ישכון בם אור התורה. But that's not the way to have the light of Torah shine upon us. Imagine a person all day long learning, let's say a person learns all day long Zohar HaKadosh, okay? Let's just say a person learns all day long Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh is Kedusha, is holiness. Hashem is Akenu to understand one page of Zohar HaKadosh, no doubt. But we understand that that's a gross mistake to do such a thing, to spend all day on what is considered secondary to what we really have to know first. What we really have to know is Avodat Hashem, how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does He want us to do? What are the halachot of this mitzvah, of that mitzvah? And then we have to sprinkle upon that the preservative that's called Yirat Shamayim. Of course, if a person will learn halachot and he will not gain Yirat Shamayim, then he's missing the point of the halachot, no doubt about it. But if he spends all day long on the spices and on the condiments and on the preservatives, but he does not spend enough time on the meal itself, on the real food itself, then that's a very big mistake. Then he loses out. The shine of Torah, the light of Torah does not shine on him. V'ha'emet ki sifrei yir'ah hinam kechol darkei Hashem ha'isharim. כי דורות הראשונים היו קבועים כל ימיהם בעסק והיגיון תורתנו הקדושה. He says, all the books of Musar that we have, all the books of Yirat Shamayim that we have, are all part of the ways of Hashem that are straight and forward with us. They're here for a purpose. They were written by great tzaddikim, and those tzaddikim lived in early generations that everybody was kavua, was established in the study of Torah, tkuim be'ahole ha-midrashot, b'gmara pirush rashi tosfot. Everybody understood that they were, you know, they were in yeshiva, and they learned the Gemara, they learned Pirush Rashi, they learned Tosfot. Veshalhevet ahavat Toratenu hakdosha haya bo'er beribam kesh bo'eret. And the flame of the love of Torah was burning, was a fire in them. Be'ahavat v'irat Hashem Torah, with the love and the fear of Hashem. Ve'kol chevtzam le'agdil kevodah u'le'adira. All they wanted was only to enhance the greatness and the glory of Torah. V'yirchivu gevulam betalmidim rabim hagunim leman timaleh haaretz de'a in the head. And these great rabbis of old had many, many talmidim because they wanted to spread as much as possible knowledge of Hashem. However, v'kasher archu hayamim, many days and years and generations passed. Hine ken darko shel hayetzer me'olam. This is the ever-present problem of the Yetzer Hara. This is his way. Lehitkane be'am Hashem ele, kasher hem adorchim bederech Hashem karaui. The Yetzer Hara sees that Am Yisrael is going in the right path. Now he has to think of new ways how to cause them to go off. Lehatil ba'em eres, to put his poison in them. Ad shekama me'atalmidim samu kol kviutam ve'iskam rak bepilpula shel Torah levad, ve'lo zulat klal. So what happened is that it came to a point at a certain point in our history where Jews put all their focus in the study of the analytics of Torah without focusing on Yirat Shamayim. V'shaninu b'mishnatenu im en yira en chokhma. Chazal tell us openly, if there's no Yirat Shamayim, there's no chokhma of Torah. Ve'od arbe ma'amare chazal mize kimo shiyuva lehalan perek dalet im yirtze Hashem. And he says we're going to speak a lot about that principle that without working on Yirat Shamayim, there is no success in learning Torah. So what happened at that point in our history? Lezot hitoreru atzmam kama migdolehem enei ha'eda, asher darkam bakodesh lishkod al takanat klal achenu bet Yisrael. So the leaders of the generations of that time, when they saw that problem, and the way of true leaders of Am Yisrael is to always try to rectify as much as possible, to find a way to fix the problem, leyasher ha'hadurim veligdor pirtzotam, to close up all the gaps and all the breaches, leharim ha'michshol miderech am Hashem, to remove all the stumbling blocks from the path of the nation of Hashem, umilu et yadam lavo betochechot bemusarim ubemidot. So they began writing books of Musar, of Tochecha, of Rebuke, of Yirat Shamayim, the Chovot Alvavot, Rabbeinu Bachai, 1,000 years ago, the Rambam in his Morei Nevuchim, 800 years ago, Mesilat Yesharim, the Ramchal, of around 400 years ago, Sha'arei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, of 800 years ago, they realized that people need a dosage of Yirat Shamayim, so let me author a sefer that puts everything into one book, and they could learn together with learning Torah. They can also work on Yirat Shamayim. V'chibru sifrei yira lehayshir lev ha'am. They wrote sfarim of Yirat Shamayim in order to straighten out the heart of the people. Lihiyotam oskim betorah kedosha u'ba'avodah b'yirat Hashem Torah, to have the balance of Torah with the service of Hashem. But what happens? Omnam kol ish tevunot asher sichlo yashar holech. Yavin midato, anyone who has, he says, a drop of intelligence understands, ki lo kivnu bahem lehaznia chas v'shalom ha'esek bekufei Torah, that these great mechabrim of Sifrei Musar that we had, their intention was not that we should neglect the main study of Torah, v'riot ach asuk kol hayamim b'sifrei musaram, and to spend the entire day on their sfarim of Musar. That wasn't their intention. Ela kavanatam retzuya haita, their holy intention was shekol ikar kviat limud am hakodesh yerak batorah kedosha shebichtav veshebealpe, that the main established time allotted for learning Torah will be in the main part of Torah, halachot merubot gufei haTorah vegam birat Hashem Torah, alongside learning Yirat Shamayim. But as we said before, the Yetzer Hara, he's always lurking. When something gets too good, so now let's get them the other way. I couldn't get them to focus only on Pilpul and to forget the Yirat Shamayim. Now let me get them focused on a type of Yetzer Hara that has, like I told you all the time, has a very long white beard. To focus on learning Sfarim of Musa all day long now. And stay ignorant from the basics of Torah and Halakha. So in our generations, what happened? Everything went upside down. It went to the other extreme. Hagavoa hashpel. What's high became low. Shekama vekama samu kol ikar kviat limudam rov hayamim rak v'sifrei Yirah u'Musar. Many people now are only learning Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Yirah. He's talking in his days. By the way, we understand also this is in the time in the fire of the machloket between the mitnagdim and the chassidim. And as we saw in Prakim, where he did not hold back any punches, he has them in mind also at the time that the early chassidim also. This is they were the ones who were guilty of this, that they put much more time into Sifrei Yirah and Musar more than learning actual Torah. And you should know that the noise that Rabbi Chaim Volojin raised with his Sefer had an effect, not only an effect on the Torah world, on the yeshiva world, had an effect on the Hasidic world as well. And for example, all of a sudden the movement from Parshischa began, which today is the Ger, is the Admorim of Gur, the Ger Rebbe, and a dynasty of Hasidut, which is founded on Geonut BaTorah, on greatness in Nimut Torah. And this was a little bit of a deviation from the early ways of the Hasidim. Not that that's what the Baal Shem Tov had in mind, but what the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world also was so holy that it can have its, side effects. And everything has side effects, just on each side. And so the side effect of the holy work of the Baal Shem Tov was that many people thought, okay, so the main thing is to dance a little bit on Shabbat and to stand in tefillah bidvekut for 1 hour and to learn all day Kabbalah, let's say, but forget about Gemara and Halakha, which means that equals absolute ignorance, right? Ken. Me'achuz, absolutely. ללמוד וללמוד וללמוד. כן, כן.
כל יום יש לו, רבי נחמן היה לו איזה סדר כזה, התעלף רק בלשמוע.
כן, נכון מאוד. נכון מאוד.
הלכה אפילו
כסערה, אם נסתכל, if we look at the תלמיד, ההוכחה לדבריך, the proof to your words, is the תלמיד of רבי נחמן מברסלב. The תלמיד of רבי נחמן, רבי נתן, of נמרוב, רבי נתן בא ליקוטי הלכות, was a scary gaon in Torah. If you open up his Likutei Halachot, this is his pirush on the Shulchan Aruch. it's a wildfire. That's what it is, really. I mean, if you open up the Sefer Likutei Halachot, on each seif in Shulchan Aruch, he goes to town, pages and pages of amkut, unbelievable. If you have to hold your head to understand what he's saying. So definitely, not to say that by the Hasidut there was no greatness in Torah, and there was, and these words had an effect, like a ripple effect. One tells the other, you want to prove the other side wrong, so what do? So you excel in that which he says you're not excelling. So that, this is, this was the blessing of the machloket between the Hasidim and the Mitnagdim. This was the blessing of it. What is that? See, I was leaving the Sephardic community on the side. and not learning what? And
Gemara.
Listen, absolutely. If one focuses too much on one aspect and neglects something that is so important, it's wrong. Now, what?
So I say the concept is that someone could sit in Kollel every single day of his life and do
and miss the boat.
30 minutes Gemara, learn 6 hours halacha, this, that, and that's the Yetzer Hara telling you. And they could be doing, quote unquote, the wrong thing every day, even if you're being
Even though it looks like what you're doing is you're being a matmid, but if you're not guided correctly, you might be missing out on the real balanced way that you're supposed to do for Hashem. Exactly.
One of the times of the Yetzirah is you still get mitzvot from it.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that there is, you know, this is a holy Yetzirah, which the Nefesh HaChaim here in Shaar Dalet, or at least in the beginning of Shaar Dalet, is directing his musar to. Yeah. Maybe he'll tell us. We'll see. Maybe he'll tell us. I don't mean to push you off.
No, okay.
But there is a correct balance, and a lot of it depends on the time that the person has. It depends on the person, really. So that's why there's not one easy answer to give for everyone, because there are people that have more hours than others. And then the question is, okay, I have this amount of hours. How much of it, percentage-wise, should I put into halakha? Should I put into musar? So that depends on how many hours we're talking about. Depends also on the person. So that needs direction and guidance, you know, on a personal and individual basis. No doubt about it. In general, what we're learning here is chas v'shalom to neglect the mainstay of Torah, the main part of the Torah, which was for all generations, you know. For example, let's take Shas. Okay, let's take how Rav Ashi put how he put together the Shas. So I heard from Rav Avigdor Milo Alav Shalom, he would always say that a seventh of the Shas is Agadita. A seventh. Shvi'it. Shvi'it me'a Shas, ze divrei Agada, is Musar and the stories and the Midrashim, you know, that you have, you know, the breather that you have from time to time in between the pages of halakha, so that's agada, it's called agadita, a seventh. And he didn't make it as a separate, you know, volume in itself. Could have, that would have been nice. But you know what happens if that would have been done? People would just learn that volume, let's say, or, you know, who don't feel so, that Gemara is so easy for them, they'll take that volume and finish. Like you have people that like to learn En Yaakov, because that's what En Yaakov is. En Yaakov takes all the Agadita, and that was an important work in itself. Let's not get into that right now. But there was a design here. There was a plan in sprinkling it all over, spreading the Agada all over the Shas, which means they have to go hand in hand with a healthy balance, with a healthy percentage. 6/7 of the Shas is the, you know, is the halachot part. Obviously, we have to know Torah Hashem, we have to know the will of Hashem. We have 613 mitzvot to know how to ladat et ha-maaseh asher yasun. But that seventh is very important. It's the vitamins that you know, the supplemental vitamins that keep us healthy, spiritually speaking. We're good here?
Yeah.
It's very important. So maybe we'll just finish the perek. והן אתה בדורות הללו בעוונותינו הרבים נהפוך הוא הגבוה השפל שכמה וכמה שמו כל עיקר קביעות לימודם רוב הימים רק בספרי יראה ומוסר. So now they're learning all day long ספרי יראה ומוסר באומרם כי זה כל האדם בעולמו לעסוק בהם תמיד. And they say, they justify it by saying that this is what Hashem wants. Person has to deal with this all the time. Because it excites my heart. You understand? There are many, especially today, people like to be, you know, inspired. And to like to be excited. Give me something excited. Excite me. Tell me why I should learn. Tell me why. Make me want to learn. Give me a cheshek to learn. Which is very important. Torah has to be learned with a fire. Has to be learned with a cheshek. But that doesn't mean that if a person doesn't feel a cheshek, that he should wait for it to come and then learn. No. Torah has to be learned anyway. It doesn't depend on our being inspired, on our feeling a high. Huh? Okay? אז אני לא זכיתי לשמוע את הדרשה. Okay. אבל זה, right? This is what people say today. You hear this all the time. And so we have to be careful to understand that we could fall into the trap of learning certain... And by the way, it's very, very drawn. You know, you learn Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Chassidut. It's very attractive. You could literally spend the whole day doing it easily. It's very interesting. It grabs you. It takes you. That's what... The Gemara says that. The Gemara says, why is Agada called Agada? Why? Because in Hebrew, the word agada, lingod in Hebrew, nagid, negod, means to draw forth. It draws us in. So the Gemara tells us there are times where a person is not allowed to learn agada. There's one place the Gemara says, when the rabbi is supposed to give the drasha in halakha, you're not supposed to be learning agada. Why? Because you're going to, you know, you're not going to focus on what he has to say. You're going to pay attention only to the interesting and, you know, curiosity-fulfilling information, and you're not going to learn what you're supposed to learn. So that's also what he's talking about here. Asher az yikana levavo leachnia uleshaber hayetzer mitavotav. And you even justify it by saying, listen, if I learn Musar, that's how I break my yetzer hara, ulitiasher bemidot tovot, and I'll get better character, definitely. All the Sifrei Musar talk about betterment of character. Veketer Torah munach bekeren zavit. But then the crown of Torah is put in a corner. It's forgotten. ובעיני ראיתי בפלח אחד, he says, I saw in a certain town, wow, שכל כך התפשט אצלם זאת, that this problem spread so much in this particular town, who knows who he's talking about, עד שברוב בתי מדרשם אין בהם רק ספרי מוסר לאהוב. You walk into the בתי מדרש of that town that he's talking about, you'll find that the shelves have only ספרי מוסר. ואפילו שס אחד שלם אין בו. Oh no. ואפילו שס אחד שלם אין בו. And even one, thank you, you saved us. And even one full set of שס, they don't have, and they have all the other ספרים. ותח עיניהם מראות, מהבין והשכילי בוטם, and they're just blinded, they don't understand the truth, he says. Look how he's talking with pain. אשר לא זו הדרך בחר בו השם, this is not the way that Hashem chose. כי לא ירצה. It's not pleasing to him. ועוד מעט בהמשך הזמן, if we let this continue with a little bit more time, יוכלו להיות חס ושלום ללא כהן מורה. He says, Am Yisrael is going to be left without any poskim, without any people who can teach the halakha. You know, that's how it goes. Where do poskim come from? They grow up learning halakha in a place that values learning halakha. But if everybody's going to value all the, you know, secondary limudim, but the halakha is, that's, you know, that's not important or whatever it is, you know how the next generation is going to look like. They might grow big beards, but they won't know anything from Adam. V'torah matehe aleh, and what's going to be with the Torah. הן לזאת. Therefore, because of this, עצור במילין מי יוכל. To hold back words, who has the right? I can't hold back, he says. מלהודיע בשבטי ישראל נאמנה, ליראי השם וחושבי שמו, from making known to Am Yisrael, and to יראי השם, and to those who fear and think about Hashem, את הדרך ילכו בה, לאורה של תורה. To tell them the right course of, the right path, how to achieve the light of Torah. Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochecha al avon bitula shel Torah. Woe to us, he says, on the sin of bitul Torah, kasher hu yitbarach shemo yekanel al yitbo el bon. Hashem himself is, he takes up on his own for the honor of Torah, for the insult of Torah. Utchila asim divrati beinyan esek haTorah lishma. So here he lays out his plan in the upcoming Pakim. He says, the first thing we're going to talk about is Torah Lishma. Mau inyan Lishma. What does that mean, Torah Lishma? We hear that term all the time. What exactly does that mean? Ki gam ze perichatat. He says, this is also a result of sin, a sinful result. Lekama hamonim atzma me'ezek ha-Torah ha-kdosha b'choshvam ki inyan Lishma pirusho b'dvekut gadol b'li efsek. He says, it's a very big error to think that the word Torah Lishma means to learn Torah with the utmost dvekut, feeling of closeness with Hashem. That's what Torah Lishma means. That's a very big mistake because it could lead to a very big problem. גם ראה חולה יותר מזה שסוברים בדעתם שעסק התורה בלא דבקות אין כלום. Like he, if you remember in the Prakim section, he spoke a lot about this, that this is going to lead people to think that learning Torah without Dvekut is not worth it. Ulelo shum toilet chas v'shalom. Exactly like what I mentioned a few minutes ago. Wake up in the morning. Okay, I don't feel it today. I just don't. So what? So now you're not going to learn. So today, because you don't feel it? We don't learn only when we don't feel it. You know? So that's what he's saying over here. Some people make the mistake to think Torah is only to be learned when you feel Dvekut b'Hashem. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. A person is a human being. He's not always going to feel the same level of dvekut. There are ups and downs in the spiritual, growth of a person. Lezot kesheroim atzmam sheim libam olech lezot hamadriga sheyeh libam limudam bidvekut midi. So when they see that their heart is not on the level, lo yatchilu klal ilmot. They don't start to learn. Ve'al ken tafuk Torah chas v'shalom. So the Torah wanes and gets diluted. ומהמשך העניינים יתבהר אם ירצה השם ממילא מעלתה של התורה הקדושה והאדם העוסק בה כראוי. And from the, when we continue, we will see, we will learn the words of Chazal in regards to the great, great advantage of learning Torah and the person who studies it. לזאת ההכרח להביא קצת מאמרי רזל בשס ומדרשים וזוהר. Therefore, it is very necessary to bring down quotes from Chazal in the Gemara, in the Midrashim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, asher bam yedubar niflaot ma'alat ha-Torah HaKadosha, where we see the greatness of the wondrous greatness of learning Torah, ve'osek ba ve'godel schara, and the great reward of learning, ve'onsha rachaman el-tzlan, and the punishment of not learning, hagam shekolelu ha-ma'amarim yeduim u'mfursamim, he says, even though many of them are very famous, im kol ze kibatztim, still, I gathered them all together here. He didn't just gather ma'amarim. He has a lot of explanation that he does. Lehalhiv libot hachafetzim litabek be'avat torato itbarach, in order to excite and to inspire the hearts of those who really, truly want to come close to Hashem and loving Hashem. Ulehitlonen betzel ha'elyon nora, and to bask in the shade of Hashem. In the real way. So the first topic that he's going to discuss in the upcoming few prakim is what does Torah Lishma mean, and how does a person aspire to get to that level of Torah Lishma? Okay, Rabotai, thank you for coming.